John Denver met with the least receptive audience of his career when he performed in Vietnam the other day. Did you read the article, John Denver? I clipped it. Said, I couldn't wait to get back to Vietnam. Well, what the hell would he want to do a tour there in Vietnam for? I don't understand that. Anyway, he went over and did his concert over there and got a really cool reception. Well, little does he know that thank God I'm a country boy. When you translate it into Vietnamese, it translates to I appreciate the humble opportunity to have sex with your farm animals.
You came on my pillow.
So as they stared questioningly at him,
a concert in Vietnam.
Only one kind of music they like over in Nam. Maybe if you get a song, a rendition of this, Mr. Denver. This is what they want to hear. Yeah, maybe if you could have mastered that one, they would have been on their feet throwing fish heads at you as a token of their appreciation. I learned all about him. Back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Crying Tree 1967. I learned about him real good. Search and destroy, we drop leaflets. Anybody found in this area after high noon tomorrow would be considered to be a VC. Be shot outside. Man, it was sweet. Going hooch to hooch, empty and round. By the time I found that whole hooch, crammed tall with hiding out in there. I said, circle the hooch, man, circle the hooch. And then I said, come out, wherever you are. And all I could hear was, I said, maybe you need a little encouragement. Until one day I did it. Stupidly, I was talking to somebody behind me and not looking in front of me. That's when I tripped that bouncing Betty. The world seemed to go in slow motion. I spun end over end. Six guys were hurt altogether in the explosion. When I came to, it wasn't in the reassuring confines of the medevac unit. It was in the jungle. And little voices, teeth stained from the betel nut, were looking over at me going, I was captured! I stood up, I said, wait a minute. They hit me and down I went again. Next thing you know, they had me in a bamboo cage. They jabbed me and poked me through the bars. I just look at him and say, yo, mama. The only thing I said for days, even though they beat me, they whipped me. I wouldn't crack. Until finally, Commander Zinn walked in. And said, okay. You don't want to talk? Then you want to die. Dragged me out, handcuffed, sores, beaten, children lashing at me with sticks. They took me a wall. The wall was bullet pocked. Commander Zinn smiled and said, this is your last day on planet. Well, you'll be executed now for crime. We know it was you who torched Fooch. I said, must you drop your articles like that when you're speaking? Very annoying.
He said, shut up! one last cigarette?
Hell no, I'm trying to quit. I do have a last request, though. I'd like to sing a song before I die.
He said, okay. One song and one song only. Then we shoot you.
I said, all right. A billion bottles of beer on the wall. A billion bottles of beer.
Look, he's still got those sofa scars on his cheeks. You know, from the psychiatrist's office. The Grease Man.